Mission Network News 1 minute version for Tuesday, April 19th, 2005 in 3, 2, 1. For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss. Sri Lanka's proposed anti-conversion law remains a concern of evangelicals worldwide. Jerry Dykstra with Open Door says Buddhist leaders have been pushing for 3 years to pass this legislation and suppress the growth of Christianity. The church in Sri Lanka is growing rapidly, but if the bill passes, Dykstra says it would make evangelism very difficult. Pray that the gospel will continue to spread throughout Sri Lanka. And this weekend's Indian Ocean quake was the second quake to hit the area in 24 hours. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Dave Straver says many of the fishermen are now afraid to go out on the waters. So they're doing vocational training, but Straver says he thinks they've been shaken up by God. Before the tsunami, these fishing villages were very resistant to any evangelistic witness, and now they're wide open. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University. More than 400 short-term mission trips can be found at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip to Get Connected. I'm Ruth Bliss.